This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's a good wake-up song right there. It's a Get Your Ass Up Friday. It's a fun Friday. Football Friday. Who do you like, Patriots or Colts this week?
I'll take the Colts, Jerry. Speaking of that, Tom Brady again.
Yeah.
He's such a pain in the ass.
Well, not again. This is actually the first time he's done this, actually. To be quite honest.
This year? What do you mean? He did this all last year. He was like, oh, maybe I'll come back. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll come back. Maybe I will.
Show me when, because all I remember is him saying, no, I'm done. And I've been the one, because we've had this conversation, I'm like, I don't buy it. I think if someone came calling, he'd go.
I thought he's always been leaving the door open.
Not that I've ever heard. This is the first time I've ever heard him like this talk about, I got to find it now, but where he's literally not only leaving the door open, he's almost daring teams, to be quite honest, to call him. That's how I took it.
Yeah, so this is, I mean.
What's this podcast called?
Again, Jerry, these podcasts. This is a podcast, Jerry, that's called Deep Cut with Vic Blends. I guess he gives you a haircut while, this is the podcast, you're in the barber chair getting a haircut, and that's the interview.
And then this, well, it's different. I suppose.
I suppose so.
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers. Maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots.
Somebody.
Raiders.
Look,
could be. You never know.
God forbid somebody goes down. Would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
By the way, that's not fair anyway. Like, you have a team, you're 14 games into the season, and you could just pull some rando dude off the street. That's not fair.
We've talked about this before. The same way, like, they've grabbed guys off the street, and then they're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Even worse than week 14.
Yeah, that's... No.
Now, there's a reason why those guys are on the street, you would think. This is a little bit of a different case because this is a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Who is 45, I guess now, 46, but is still in. It's unbelievable. You see him. He doesn't look like he's aged at all.
You know what? Like, I was loving Tom Brady. I'm all about Tom Brady. When I hear this, I'm like, he's a turnoff. And then part of me wants him to do this and then just get demolished in the playoffs. Goodbye. Go out the bad way.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Go out a loser.
Well, he did go out a loser because they didn't play very well their last season.
Right.
He actually did go out a loser. He should have gone out after he won the Super Bowl in Tampa.
He did not.
No. Came back for another season. Everybody got hurt, and they were very, I think they were maybe a game under 500 and lost the playoff game, and that was it.
I love some of the teams he mentions there. He mentions the Patriots.
He did.
Oh, yeah, because they're going to be in playoff contention this year. The Patriots are going to win four games.
They'd be awful. It'd be awful. Maybe the Patriots because Bill's not there anymore.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. Now, right. Imagine that team with no discipline. I mean, they're terrible with a disciplined coach.
Yeah, but they have been. They've had no quarterback and no players.
I mean, we got to think up a new idea for a podcast, Jerry, because that guy was just like, what if I did this? Cut your hair and talk to you. Where else do you talk to people?
Where else do you?
Yeah.
You could do the OJ podcast on the street.
Oh, I would love to do the OJ podcast. What about this podcast, Jerry? I take a job as a cashier at a supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
And celebrities come in with a big order. They've got their cart full of groceries. And as I'm ringing them up, I interview them.
You have a conversation with them. So it's like a four-minute podcast.
Yeah. Boop, boop.
As where I'm are you going to find the supermarket where celebrities actually shop for themselves?
I think there are some, like, in L.A., there's some, like, bougie supermarkets.
You're going to move to L.A. now?
Well, just to do the podcast.
I like it.
There's some bougie supermarkets, and I would just be like, what is this, grass-fed beef? Boop. What do you think of the O.J. Simpson case? Boop. Would you consider coming back to make a Super Bowl run?
Boop. We have come up with a lot of different podcast copies, yeah. Have we not?
Yeah. But this guy's clearly popular enough that he got Tom Brady to sit down in his chair to get a haircut and get an interview.
And there's no way to... Now, I know... So I'm going to... Let me ask you this. Do you think he's got a YouTube page?
Yes.
You do?
Vic Blends.
Deep Cuts. That's right.
Deep Cuts with Vic Blends.
All right. So the Deep Cuts podcast, it comes right up. How many subscribers do you think he's got?
350,000.
No, 60,000.
Oh, wow.
Still a good number,
that's
though.
That's the terrible number. To still, get Tom Brady?
Still, well, but 60,000 subscribers is still nothing to sneeze at, I would think.
I'll sneeze right at it. Achoo.
I have a YouTube channel. I only have 51 subscribers.
Yeah, well, same. I am terrible at it, too. But there's no way if I called Tom Brady to come sit down for an interview, he would do it.
Hey, this guy's had Russell Wilson. I mean, I'm just looking at who...
So how do they know who this guy is?
I don't know. Lil Baby.
Oh, Lil Baby?
Lil Baby. He's been on the Pat McAfee show. Wow. I don't know, man. I don't know.
He only has 44,000 Twitter subscribers, Twitter followers.
How many?
44,000.
Yeah. So this is, yeah, I don't know, man.
He should have told us that, here's what he should have asked Tom Brady as he was cutting his hair, because this is perfect for a cutting hair podcast. Where'd you get this fake hair from, Tom? I'm looking at pictures of you. I'm looking at pictures of you in your late 20s, bald. Now you've got all funny. This hair I've got to cut. So I guess it's real hair if it needs to be cut.
Must be. It's like the chia pet.
Chia.
You put the seeds in, you water it.
Yeah.
And here comes hair.
You water Tom Brady's head.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This Ohtani interpreter thing, we got a couple more nuggets yesterday, Jerry, which I found quite interesting. That this interpreter dude, I just call him interpreter guy because there's
fine.
No
Everybody
way,
knows who you're talking about.
No
it's
way
fine.
I could say his name.
Musahara?
Maybe. So he placed in a 26-month period. Now, Jerry, I did the math on that. 26 months is 2 years. 2 years is 24 months.
Yeah.
26 months is 2 years and 2 months. In 2 years and 2 months, he placed bets of, he won $142 million.
But what did he lose?
He lost $182 million.
Yes, he did. So he's down $40 million.
Down $40 million. Where are all these people that called me when he was, and when we thought all he was down was $4 million?
Yeah, I don't understand any of this.
All these people call me going, a bookie would never take $4 million. This guy's only making $300,000 a year.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm still not buying it.
It was also interesting to see some of the text messages came out between the bookie and the interpreter, saying where the interpreter's going, nah, I'm going to need a couple more days. I need a couple more days to scrounge up $40 million. And the bookie's writing back going, I'm seeing Ohtani walking his dog right now. Maybe I go tell him what's going on. So it does seem,
that
looking
Ohtani
at the
was
evidence,
completely in the dark.
It does seem like Ohtani didn't
what
know what was going on.
What I just don't understand is how, I know when you're making that kind of money, you do have people handling your money to a certain extent. You can tell me you never check and you don't see millions of dollars missing? I mean, come on.
I check all the time.
So
my accounts.
You know what mostly for? For fraud. And for, you know, when people steal your identity. Like, if you don't check your financials, I think weekly, if not more, I think you're in line for a problem.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me that he had that much trust in his financial people? I don't know. I still, something to me doesn't seem right. But, I mean, this isn't a Major League Baseball investigation. This was the IRS investigation.
Right.
Who I don't think give a damn who Shohei Ohtani is. So I guess it's legit. It just doesn't seem right to me.
So they say now that he stole more than $16 million from Ohtani, not $4.5 million. Man, 26-month period, he bet so much that he lost 182, or he...
I like, there was one line in one of the articles I read that he had bets, I don't even know why you would put this first number in, he had bets ranging from $10 to $100,000. Like, all right.
Yeah. I guess some things he was less confident
in. I guess so.
A $10 bet.
Let me ask you this, because I didn't get enough into it. At no point he was betting baseball.
That's what it says.
Because I don't believe that either.
It said they have found so far no evidence
that
he bet baseball.
That's amazing to me.
Because maybe he didn't think he was a baseball expert.
Okay, you're in the locker room. You hear, you see. Kind of like what Craig said. When you get desperate and you're losing a lot, you start to go to what you know most of. You're going to tell me at no point he was like, I'm going to steal $16 million from my friend, not tell him, but I can't cross this line. What? I don't, something doesn't, it just doesn't add up to me.
Yeah, so I think without any further evidence, we've got to assume at this point that Ohtani.
Fair enough.
Was a victim and was not betting.
Yeah, there's no evidence to otherwise, other than feeling like it ain't right, I have no evidence to say it isn't.
I just don't understand all those calls from bookies that we got that said they wouldn't take these bets. This is way too much money for a guy that's not making that much money unless Ohtani was backing him.
And I fully agreed with that. And I fully agree with everything Craig said. It all made sense to me. A lot of this doesn't make sense to me. So I don't know. Maybe they run and hide. Maybe they call you back today. I don't know.
Unless the bookies just assumed the ties to Ohtani would be enough of a threat to get their money.
Well, and clearly it worked because he stole the money from him.
Good point.
You know?
Man, that's a lot of betting.
It sure is. I would love to know the amount. I know what the money is. I'd love to know what the amount of actual bets placed was.
Yeah. How many bets?
Yeah.
I think one of the articles did have it. I'll have to go back, back and take a look at that. Yeah. What a weird, wild snow, Drew. Did you see the Mets won a big game?
Mets killed them. They actually killed the Braves yesterday.
They killed the Braves,
Jerry. And you know what? I was complaining a couple of days ago about not sustainable. All they're doing is hitting home runs. You look at yesterday's game, they out-braved the Braves. They were moving runners along, singles, doubles, all sorts. And all right, now this, I'm going to say something. I am not claiming this to be true. I'm not even, but you watch that game. I thought I was watching the Black Sox back in the early 1900s.
Is that right?
I don't know if you saw any of this game.
No.
The Braves looked so disinterested.
Yeah.
They must have made, I'm going to say five plays that raised an eyebrow. Like, are you trying to not win? Yeah, it was weird. From a play in center field to a play at shortstop from, I think it's Orlando Arcia, a play at third. Now, the play at third base, the guy got eaten up. It was a hard hit ball. But there were so many, like, just lazy plays that are routine for them. You could watch that game and be like, you guys want to win today? Or are we just, like, we're good losing this game by a lot and moving on? It was weird.
16-4, Jerry.
And you saw the grand slam by Tyrone Taylor, who he hit it off of.
Former Met.
Guillorme.
Yeah, Luis Guillorme.
That was pretty funny.
I also saw the DJ Stewart hit another home run.
He did.
His only two hits this year, Jerry.
Are home runs.
That's pretty cool.
I suppose.
I mean.
You better hit more of them, though.
Right, if your only hits are going to be home runs, you got to hit 50 of them.
Like, if he played every day and went 30 for 600 with 30 home runs and 80 RBIs, but he was 30 for 600 batting 050.
Yeah, not good.
Not great.
It's not going to be good.
That's Joey Gallo times 10.
Yeah.
That would not be good.
That is not going to be
good. But he's a power bat.
He sure is. Man. DJ Stewart.
It was good, though, because you had... It's funny, because I watched this game, like, on rewind, if you will. Because I forgot it was on at 12:20, even though I said it every hour. So you go back, and the first thing I did, I check. I'm, 3 o'clock, the Mets, though, I forgot about. So I go, I check the box score. I see they won 16-4. I'm like, I hope Lindor broke out. No. Nope, he did not. Everybody else had, Jeff McNeil had a big game. Starling Marte was good. Harrison Bader was on base a few times. Brandon Nimmo was outstanding. Alonso had some hit. Like, everybody was into the mix. Lindor had one hit.
Except Lindor.
Yes. They got to get him going. And I also would like to apologize to you.
Oh, thank you.
The audience and to the Kansas City Royals. Because I said Mets Royals this weekend. Yawn. This isn't the Royals of 2015. The Royals just swept the Astros. They've won 7 straight games, and they scored in the first inning yesterday 9 runs.
Is that all? it's going to be
nine runs.
A brouhaha then, Jerry.
Oh, my
16 God. 16 runs the Mets are coming off of. 9 runs the Royals are coming off of.
No, no. They scored 13 for the game. They scored 9 in the first inning.
Oh, 9 in the first inning.
Yes.
Hmm. And, Jerry, I think, I'm not 100%, I think the Astros are behind the A's in the standings.
They might be. The Astros have not. Awesome. They got swept by the Yankees. They've been swept by the Royals. I mean, that's 7 losses right there. And the A's have won a few games, which is pretty wild. So, yeah, it's been an interesting start to the season. So my apologies, Al. I misled you yesterday.
You got it, Jerry. Interesting pitching matchup today. Luis Severino for the Mets.
Yes.
Michael Wacha.
Yes, who was on the Mets.
I thought I always think of Michael Wacha as a Cardinal.
Yeah. Well, you remember he was with the Mets a couple years ago.
Vaguely.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got, I think Carlos Carrasco is pitching for the Guardians.
Yes.
And you've got for the Yankees, Clark Schmidt.
Clark Schmidt.
So you got former Mets and Yankees all over the place here.
We all over it, Jerry.
And in some cases, pitching for the other team, like Luis Severino tonight. All right, quick break, 5:39. We got more to do, including, Boomer and Gio at 6 on a Friday on the Fed.